It's me. I've been away for a while because I was really ill and I could barely actually talk, but now I can. Winter is excited. I am jumped upon. Frosty kisses where my scarf can't reach. Bitter burial boy, up and down my bare legs. He holds me with a tenderness I don't get these days. And it could be love, if he didn't give it up for all the frozen females. Winter is excited. Winter is also a slut. I have a love-hate relationship with winter. I don't particularly like the cold, but just aesthetically everything is nicer, I guess. But I just feel like everything goes so quickly as well, which is really kind of disconcerting. And I just feel like I have less time for everything. And I'm a bit of a control freak, so I like having lots of time. So it kind of feels like, almost like the days are being stolen, which freaks me out a little. You were first on his shelf, the first I knew. I looked up most days, fixated and furious. Perhaps that's why my neck was always stiff. I don't think he knew of your position until he wrote you into that position, which is quite the proposition, but the boy never really learned manners. More on that later. I could tell you that, but the disgust I imagined on your face as he read the red romance he wished for you informs me that you are informed. I hate the way he made me hate you. Even if it wasn't directly him, it was directly dim, but luckily for me, I've moved on and my neck is back to normal. That's a lie. But I'm looking up less and less because he's chucked another pretty brunette where you and I and half the campus used to rest. When I was at university, there was this lecturer that I hated. And I had no real good reason to hate her because she was a nice person and she was very interesting. And she was actually very nice to me, but I hated her because this guy that I liked, that it all turned out wasn't even worth it, was obsessed with her. And I was like, that's rude. What about me? What about my feelings or whatever? I mean, as it all turned out, I doubt she had any real interest in him at all. And I feel like I could have learned a lot more from her had I not been so resistant to the idea of working with her and learning from her because of him. Somebody who just is literally so inconsequential to my life and to where I am now, but the little parts of her guidance that I allowed to slip through, well, they're invaluable. And I think sometimes people just let jealousy get in the way and stupid, irrational hatred of people. But I made a decision not too long ago, but long enough that it's starting to take effect, that I wouldn't let those sort of things happen. I don't want to give up opportunities for stupid, irrational, one-sided, only in my head feuds. I want to make the most of everything. And when it really comes down to it, he was just another boy. says he loves me, and nobody could love me more. And he has left cupcakes by the door so I can taste his passion. He says he has baked the day he first saw me, and each sleepless night since, underneath vanilla icing, and left them at my door. He says he longs for me, and he calls every number I have, an unrepentant bingo bastard, until I scream that I won't play and I don't want his cupcakes. He feeds his fantasies, but I won't let him feed me. I think Damien is probably one of the most unlikable things I've ever created, but he just keeps coming back. I just get so many new ideas surrounding that character, and I'm like, just one more little thing. But he's just the worst kind of person, you know? The kind of person that feels entitled to the emotional support of somebody who really has a bunch of their own stuff going on, you know? I mean, obviously he was kind of inspired by, like, you know, just the idea of sort of idol worship, I guess. But also just, you know, that sort of sense of entitlement, that kind of, I deserve your time and you have to give it to me, and if you don't, you're a bad person, you know? The whole idea that somebody is responsible for somebody else's, you know, feelings and things. I mean, one of the things that I really learned during therapy, which was a fun time, let me tell you, I understand that won't come across as sarcastic as I like, because my voice sounds sarcastic at all times, but one of the things that I learned is that you're really only responsible for how you personally feel, and you can't control or influence how somebody else feels, really, because it's all down to them. But I like to think Damien is somebody that doesn't really understand that, and so he feels that everybody else has a duty to make sure that he's happy and that he feels better. And that's why he's so obsessed with twisting the narrative of him and Corita. He can't accept that maybe she sees things differently. He can't accept that maybe she doesn't have time to make sure he's happy and everything, because she's doing her own thing. She has her own career. And he can't accept that maybe his entitlement is only important to him. You know, maybe other people in the world have things to do, and I don't know. I mean, you would have thought this whole thing would have ended when I killed him off, but you know, it's fine. He'll just keep coming back, like, you know, Den from EastEnders. That is who he is now, and that's fine. Just as long as no one takes him as an example, because that is absolutely not what he was supposed to be. And we hope. We both saw the movie, that George McFly warning. The pressurized sweetness, the hopeful soundtrack, made me forget. Your Chanel humanized your scuttles. I didn't even keep you caged. We shared those dreams. We shared those boys. You sucked the life from Socrates and then tried to come for me. But I've got soda-flavored arsenic labeled with your many names. Drink up. I feel like sometimes more is made of romantic betrayal than, like, platonic betrayal. But I think it's just important, you know, because sometimes when you're friends with someone, you have an even closer connection than someone you're romantic with. And it's really hurtful, you know, when it turns out that maybe, you know, they've been planning bad things for you, or they're not the friend that you were to them, you know, or they're using you. And I feel like sometimes people just don't acknowledge that. But sometimes it's the realest pain there is. What's worse is that's who you talk to about those things. Your friends. But when your friends aren't friends, well then who the hell do you talk to? Your name marches, strong legs to the top tower, angry arms around falling ropes. Medley of names I've called you. Pain and anger rings out as I sway alone in my tower. Wait with worry. I think I write about love so much because I'm looking to create the kind of ideal romantic scenario. Something that I'm not sure could ever be real, but it's something I'm just sort of aching to create, and I'm hoping that if I keep writing about it enough, it will eventually manifest and I'll meet someone that lives up to all my absurd expectations. And then I can live up to my own absurd expectations and maybe everything will be fine. Or maybe it won't. We'll see. I'll see you again real soon. But if you wanted to spend a little more time together, you can find lots and lots of things on my website, which is jenniferwan.com, and I'm all over social media with the username Miss J Squared. That's Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and you can also find me on Amazon and Apple Music and Spotify, and just honestly, just anywhere I'll probably be there. Being that girl you knew I was. So until next time.